Welcome back to another exciting episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. What's that? Yes, that Kevin Pollock. Well, let's not get off on the wrong foot, okay? No, I find it best to get off on the left foot. It's easier to clean. But I digress. Hey, before we introduce our members, our alchemists, speaking of getting off, let's give congratulations to our very own Vanessa Ryland. Who has given birth to a beautiful baby girl whose name, oddly, is Joey Greer. I thought that was a strong choice.
I love it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Of course you do.
I think it's a great name.
Joey. All right, speaking of which, as we start the show, stick out your tongue, because Joey Greer's here. One bagel and a Greer schmear, please. What would you do right now after winning a $1 million lottery? What's the first thing you do?
Gun
to your head.
Let's blow it all.
Clocked.
Let's blow it all right now. Let's buy undershirts.
Undershirts?
Comfortable undershirts.
How many?
$1 million worth of this. We'll go to warehouse.
So then you'd sell them?
No, they're
for
me.
No, they're all for
you. It's a lifetime.
You can change your shirt every single day and have a brand new one.
No, I'd wear the one till it's done.
Because you were raised properly. Yeah. Can I have an amen? Because the good Reverend Heaney has the floor. Reverend Jim and Tammy Faye, how would you like to be greeted at the pearly gates?
With an acceptance letter.
You'd like a formal letter.
Verbal
cue.
The door opening? That's a good sign. A real good sign.
A thick envelope.
Hey, there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, what's your earliest memory of your Halloween costume and why were you crying?
Probably because it was a store-bought Luke Skywalker, which was like a plastic bib with a picture of Luke Skywalker on.
That's not really a costume at all.
Yeah, that's not a costume. Luke Skywalker doesn't wear a picture of himself.
Yeah, you went out as propaganda.
Yes.
And last but may a diseased camel make caca on your couscous if you think him least. It's Mark Gagliardi.
Ooh, hello.
Gags to riches. Today, appropriately, what would your name be if you were a super popular porn star?
Is this one of those ones where I have to use like my street name and all that?
Because, not necessarily.
Because if I did that version,
yes.
As I found out in middle school, my porn name would be Thunder Pounds.
Thunder Pounds.
Yeah. Wow. Damn, that's great.
Why are they always so great?
I don't know.
My dog was named Thunder. My maiden name in my family was Pounds.
So. Mine is Rascal Willowbrook. Wow. Let's go around.
That sounds softcore to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Anybody else want to call?
Mine would
there?
Be Sarah South.
Sarah South. Bummer. Please.
Ooh. Kitty Waveland over here.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's very Chicago.
It is.
Itzy Allegriano.
Ooh. Wow. South of the border.
Itzy Allegriano.
All right. Let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes to us from Angelique, who wrote, I work in a greenhouse 8 hours a day listening to garbage until your new episode's released. What does that sound like, garbage? Here is a real challenge. A bunch of backwoods moonshiners are trying a new recipe. They don't realize how potent it is and all black out. They wake up only to find out they've somehow become secret agents.
Oh, my God. That could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, I was almost worried.
I'm worried now. I pray my cackle is heard across the whole 42 acres of greenhouse. That's a big greenhouse.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. Much love, Angelique Savoy. Hey, you want to sip out this or what you going to
do? Of course I do.
All right, I thought you were going to witness the whole thing.
Oh, come on. You want to make sure it poured out good. Nice, clean and clear.
Isn't that nice?
That's real nice.
Super good.
Whoo.
Hanky, you going to get this?
Oh, yeah, of course I want to get some of that. Right. It's going to light a fire. Good God.
Take a big old stiff one and pass it over to Jingle. Jingle?
You got to give some to Jingle.
Come on now.
Jingle wants a zip.
Oh, buddy.
Jingle, just take a sip.
Okay, Jingle going to take a sip right now.
When did Jingle start talking to himself in the third
just
person?
Just take a sip.
Just a Jingle, just sip it.
Jingle minds Jingle's own business, and you should do the same.
All right, Jingle, no one's saying anything about your business.
Yeah, that's a good plug.
Oh, that's good.
Take a pull, Stinky.
I don't know about this, fellas.
Stinky, come on, Stinky.
I mean, look, what works for Jingle ain't necessarily going to work for old Stinky.
Stinky, come on. Now, we ain't trying to peer pressure you, no, but this is a good shot.
I mean, it feels like you're peer pressuring me. It's one of them situations like I seen in the movie where, like, the one kid doesn't want the marijuana, but all the other kids at the party have it.
Oh, hold on. It's same marijuana.
This isn't marijuana.
This ain't marijuana. This ain't drugs. This is illegal.
Well, look, fellas, I don't want to discuss semantics, but what we are doing in this day and age is significantly more illegal than...
Come on. It's all right.
And ceramics got nothing to do with it. Here's the truth of the matter. We gather every day like this, and we pass the jug. We come around to you, and you've got some kind of excuses to not take a pull.
Well,
Jingle's wondering why you don't take a pull.
You want to know why I don't take a pull?
Yes.
It's what happens when I drink moonshine. I black out and terrible, terrible things happen.
All right, fine.
I'll drink it right now, and something good maybe will happen, chances are something bad's going to happen.
Come on.
By the way, it's going to make a couple more spins around the circle here, so.
I don't know how strong is it. We might all black out after one. But
I am feeling
there's
something.
There's no way that's going to happen. Just take a sip, Stinky.
All right.
No, that's a good one.
Oh, slow down, Stinky.
Easy does it,
Stinky. Just a sip. Stinky.
What you doing, Stinky?
Stinky, just a sip.
Jeez,
wait.
Wow, girl.
He drinking the rest of the jug.
God, well, that's why you black out, Stinky. This is what happened.
Here's good news. I got another jug right here.
I don't feel so good.
Jesus.
Well, now you're taking one of them.
Now you're drinking Gerber
jug.
Gerber,
there you go.
Gerber, how much of that jug you drink?
I can't feel my face.
This is backwash, man. I don't want to drink.
There's another jug.
He's got another jug.
Feeling kind of ooze.
No, he's drinking the whole thing, too.
Oh, please say there's one more jug.
I got six more jugs. Yeah. You get one. This was...
Holy hell, man.
Not all of it went in his mouth.
No, I don't think much did.
I was going to say very little went in his mouth.
How did any of that get in your mouth?
I swallowed almost all of it.
That's what the cow said.
All right, Jingle's going to nurse his like a fine sipping tequila. Give me that. Let me.
There you go, buddy.
10 hours later.
Oh God! What did we do?
Morning.
Jingle doesn't feel good.
Wait, what the hell? Why the hell am I wearing a suit?
Yeah. Why are you wearing?
Where'd we all get these suits,
what
man?
What the hell?
Wait a minute! Look out the window. They're driving on the other side of the road.
Wait, window? I thought we were in the woods. What the hell?
Not only are we in a building, but we in a building in another country.
Oh, how can we tell it's another country? Because
they're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Maybe we're on the other side of a building.
He's got a good point. We could be on the wrong side of the building.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I can't be in the city. I'm a woods guy. I don't do this.
You don't look like a woods guy in that suit.
No, you look like a city man in that suit.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I'm so sorry to bother you.
Holy hell.
My name is Agent 2.
Agent 2?
Agent 2? Like the number?
That's exactly right. Agent 2, as in the number between 1 and 3.
I'm confused. How you wind up being Agent 2?
I can't imagine you being anything but confused, given your current situation. So why don't I begin the explanations now?
Please.
Your name... formerly Stinky, I believe, is now Agent 304.
304?
Oh, there are quite a few of us now. And you, sir, I believe went by the handle Jingle?
Jingle is Jingle's name.
Right. You're going to have to work on that. You're agent 307.
Haha, I'll beat you.
307.
And then I'm all 308. Does that make me 308?
Well, it was 304, then he went to 307. So I don't know if the number matters.
I'm sorry.
Go you're ahead. Actually, what formerly was your name? I'm trying to find it in the records. I don't see it.
Redrick?
Redrick. Redrick, yes. Your agent 904.
Oh, 904?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes. And lastly,
Comdall.
Comdall. Let's see, Comdall. Ah!
Oh, ooh. My head.
Ooh.
That's uh-oh. My name is Ooh.
Ooh.
My that's name double is Ooh. That's two O's.
Sorry,
in a row.
You're still agent in training. You haven't been assigned a number.
Agent in training. We all real agents. You just an agent in training. Wait a minute. Agents of what?
What the
agents
hell?
Agents of what?
Agent you're 307 is confused.
Part of Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh shit.
You're familiar
God,
with
we time wait travel. A
minute. The fictional character of James Bond 007.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not.
The Timothy Dalton years.
You like the Timothy Dalton years?
I'm a Lazenby guy.
There are group meetings. There are seven of you, actually, in the world.
Hey, look at
you
that.
Meet on Thursdays if you'd like to gather and speak to other
Agent
fans
two?
Of Timothy
two?
Dalton. Yes, sir.
Did we time travel back to the times of kings and queens if there's a majesty?
No, there's currently a royal family at still.
So they time traveled to now?
You traveled a great distance, that's true, but not through time, necessarily.
Yeah, but spatially a great distance, I assume, just across the sea, right?
You pretty much did hop the pond, yes. That's the extent of it.
I'm real confused. Like, I don't remember anything. Were we asleep when we got on the plane?
Well, here's a story you're more familiar with, given your geographic locations, where you all came from, where you were raised. You have friends in the village, in the marketplace, talk about alien abduction.
Oh, yeah.
Several people that have that.
Yeah, they do probing up there.
Yeah, that's us.
What the hell?
Wait,
you're an alien.
Surface. No,
you're
no,
an alien.
No. Well, alien in the sense that I'm not American.
Right.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, that kind of alien. I hate that kind of alien.
Right. Well, if I may.
Well, I'm going to get you.
You're sort of a chip off the old block, if you know what I'm saying.
Right,
right. You were the dismissed cousin, America.
Hey, number two, I got a question for you.
What is it, 304?
In our time is, in our very brief time is. Very brief? Wait a minute. Now I got two questions for you. Question one is, how long were we out?
62 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. 62 hours. That's almost a year.
Holy God.
Just shy of one,
oh, my God.
Did we do anything real dangerous and cool?
Yet? No, you've pretty much been out and then clothed.
I mean, this suit could not be more finely tailored.
It really does look nice.
It is comfortable.
Is that from Top Man?
I don't know where it's from.
Did you say Top Man?
Top Man,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's clever. No, you see, Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Which Majesty?
Her.
Oh, right.
Yes. The Queen Mum.
No, the Queen Mum.
So you're saying that somebody has the CIA's Knox list and we got to find it? Is that right?
Listen, trainee, let me ask this question. So you're
and now
saying,
we've given more proof as to why you have not been assigned a number.
Hold on. I just want to know, do I have to get a team together over and steal some stuff from Langley? Is that what I got to do?
No. We're still allies with America.
All right, because look, if I got to get a crack team of one guy who knows how to do computers, another French guy who's good with knives, right? And I got to get everyone together, and then I got to find out why my team died.
Wait, do you think we got put into the impossible mission force?
I don't know, man. Hey, I'm spitballing here, all right? Apparently I'm a trainee, but I don't want to miss anything.
I'm here to answer all your questions, and the answer to your first one is you would be a assembling no one.
Okay. Oh, crazy. So like, I'm making a robot then?
Not yet.
All right.
Also, we had a fifth friend. Gerber.
Where's Gerber?
Well, good news. He's been sent out on his first mission.
Hey, all right, wow. Gerber.
Now, knock on the door. Okay.
Who is it?
What do I say?
Just tell him that you're
I'm not opening the door. Who is it behind the door?
Tell him the butterfly sings.
The butterfly sings.
Only when the wings.
Only when the wings.
Touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
So the sound.
So the sound.
Goes all the way up.
Goes all the way up.
Touch it down.
Touch it down.
But no one knows.
No one knows.
But that the whisper
that
goes.
That the whisper goes.
All the way.
It sounds like there's two people out there. I'm not opening the goddamn door. You're supposed to come alone.
All the way. Let me finish.
Okay, but I hear another person start from the beginning.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Through the toes.
Through the toes.
Are you finished?
That's it. That's it. That's
it. Hey, I gotta go, okay? I gotta go.
I gotta go.
When I open this door, if there's another person out there, I'm gonna kill you.
No, you stay. I gotta
go. Yeah, there's no one else out here, man.
I'm gonna give you 20 pounds.
I mean, I have a...
I'm opening the door.
I have voices in my head, but
that money is for you for food later.
Better be nobody out there.
No, sir.
Don't spend it anywhere.
Get out of here.
Okay, I will. Just don't spend it anywhere.
Don't spend 20 pounds.
Hey, who's that? Who are you?
That's my shadow.
Oh, okay. Well, come in quick before that shadow follows you.
Okay. Hey, what goes on in here?
What goes on in
here? Have fun.
Who was that?
My shadow.
All right. Well, we do a lot of drugs. Well, we'll make the drugs over in this corner over here. We package the drugs in this corner here.
Yes.
We market the drugs in this corner over here. And this final corner, we just send it out to these are our salesmen.
Right.
All right, guys, now look, focus up,
focus
all right?
Focus up, focus up.
Because when we're selling drugs, right?
Ugh, okay? This quota thing's driving me crazy, right. Andy.
Okay, Tom, okay, now, great, just come up here. Tell me, if I was a guy who wanted drugs, how would you sell to me?
Would you like to purchase some drugs from me?
All right, anyone know what was wrong about that?
He used the word drugs.
Okay, good point, but there's a major issue.
He engaged in the selling of them.
Very, very good.
Right.
I don't think I know you. Who are, what's your name?
Keith.
Keith. Keith, very nice suit.
Wait, why is he wearing a tuxedo?
Because this guy wants to sell to the high class.
That's right. I'm here to represent the rich.
Wait a minute. Why has he got that earpiece in then?
Maybe he's deaf. Are you deaf?
No, I got security outside.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good to know.
So sorry, let me ask Alan. You, Mike, you some kind of fucking nook.
Say what?
Are you some kind of fucking knock?
I'm not some kind of fucking knock. No.
Oh my God, Keith is changing in front of us. What kind of accent is that, bro?
I mean, you know, I'm from Kentucky, so I sometimes slip out and in and out of Kentucky because I'm not as completely proud necessarily.
Now, do you see the division that's happening within the sales team? Huh? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do. I like being accused. All that's right. Cool.
Let's stay cohesive, yeah?
Yeah.
We got to hit these quotas.
Right.
What are our quotas for this quota?
Okay, our quotas right now for selling cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to move about 200.
I thought we were going to use code words.
Okay. So instead of cocaine, we're using white powder, right? Is that good? Or do we want to use another?
Feels a little on the nose.
All right. Oh. Great. I love that. See, we can have fun. We can have fun.
All yeah.
Right. Anybody have any? Okay, who wants to? Let's spitball some code names for cocaine, huh? What do we got?
I've always liked Yayo.
Yayo?
Yayo.
That's a fun one.
Right.
Booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
Is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about some butt stuff?
How about butt number? Butt number.
Butt stuff?
Do we not like that? Butt stuff? Huh? Or no?
I like it, but I don't know if I would call it cocaine.
Okay. Fair.
Butt stuff.
Anything else?
Just tapping on the nose.
Tapping on the nose.
Right. I find that to be helpful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gerbert's fine, right, guys?
He can handle himself.
His own in situations.
Well, he's in the field, so he's all right. He has plenty of support in the field.
Yeah. Okay, because, yeah. You know, we've stuck together for a long time. I mean, we're family, and we don't like the idea that one of our family's been...
Oh, no, we'll give you progress reports as they come in. What I need at this point, though, is the
following. Hold on a second. You telling us that we all got knocked in our heads and forgot our training, and somehow we are just left to the wilderness, and we got to piece things together and then get back to CIA in Langley?
Are the three of you surprised at all that he's still a trainee?
Not at all. As the ranking 304 on this family here... I'm pretty comfortable with him still being a trainee.
Okay, good.
I mean, honestly, me too. If I'm not ready, I ain't ready, but I just want to make sure I got it down.
Yeah, you definitely got it down, right. And you're not ready. So I just need one quick thing. I'll go around quickly. Answer as the first thing that pops into your head. Right?
All right.
Ready?
All right.
304, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
If I said yellow, you'd say?
River.
Very good. Pink?
What?
Perfect. Green?
Envy.
Uh-huh. And the trainee, finally, if I say black, you say?
River.
All right.
I can tell
what exactly does that prove?
I don't know what that
did.
What did
that
do? He was just copying.
What the hell is that, man?
I was just fucking with you.
Oh, this whole time.
We know that. Yeah. Oh, we know that.
We got to give the badges back?
No. There's no reason to give the badges back.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty. Your Majesty?
Yes,
Your
what?
Majesty.
What? Barging in on me in my private chambers?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. We just have an issue with some of agents who are in your service.
Some what?
Agents in your service.
Yes, right. I know. I've always had agents in my service. Yes, what seems to be the problem with these?
Irresponsible. They're not able to be molded into the thing that we need for them to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look, there's several operatives in the field at the moment right now that have invaded a drug smuggling cartel within London.
Right. We've been invading drug smuggling cartels in London for a long time. I don't see what the problem is with this one.
We have reason to believe that one of the operatives has been turned.
Turned into a drug dealer.
Yes, they've turned into this. Apparently, the streets have been flooded with some kind of shine.
Oh, well, we must do something to neutralize him. If we're going to do anything, you know what? Send in those new agents, 304, 307, 990 something or other, and that trainee. Have them go kill that one.
Sure, on the trainee, ma'am.
And the trainee... Oh, let the trainee... You know what? Just bring the trainee to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We're never going to find out.
No. Maybe we can come back to that one day.
Oh, please. I want to just meet the trainee somewhere down the line, yes. Our scene two comes from Jeremy Johnson, who wrote, "Hey team, I was listening to you on a run in a not yet springtime Minnesota when an idea hit me. An aspiring actress, well, that's going to be a good one today, an aspiring actress who couldn't quite cut it turned to be a 911 operator. She never quite kicked the performing bug, however, and uses her calls as her personal spotlight. She behaves in a manner inappropriate to her present job, more appropriate to the theater, but wildly not terribly helpful to others. Keep up the good work. You make it look so damn crazy and fun. I laughed to myself on my trip through Italy. Well done, Jeremy Johnson." So, Gladys, you understand, we've had some complaints.
I don't understand how a single complaint can be coming. I'm perfect. Well,
let me play this tape back for you, okay?
Oh, sure.
Oh, God. Oh, God, help me, please.
Oh, I wish I could. Oh, how much danger are you in?
I don't know. I'm locked in the closet right now. I hear the guy.
Oh, I'm scared, too. Walking I'm scared, around. Too.
Holy shit. Please, just send anybody you can. Please send a SWAT team.
I don't know
team.
If I feel safe. They're probably outside of my
You're
door,
prey.
Too.
What?
You're prey.
Oh, my God. He's talking about my doll collection. Oh, please. I don't want to touch my doll collection.
They might be talking about me. I heard pretty. I heard pretty.
Pretty,
I'm pretty
doll.
Please, what are you talking about? Please just send anything. What the fuck are you talking about?
End scene. Okay,
what
good.
What the fuck do you mean,
pretty
end scene?
Doll.
Okay. Oh, all God. Right, he's touching my doll.
Let me. So, as you can see, you're not being as helpful as we thought you might be when we hired you.
You know, in retrospect, listening to that, I totally agree with you, but now having this shed the light on it, I think
let's
I could...
Let's go over the list again. The first thing you say is, what is the nature of your call?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me write that down.
That's been written for you.
Where? I didn't get a script, did I?
You
lost? Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll provide you with a new one.
Oh,
hey,
thank you.
Chief, sorry to interrupt, but these, I don't know what they are. I think they look like Shakespearean quotes are being left laminated on my door.
Oh, that's mine. Actually, if you could just hand that to me.
All right. Yeah. So there was in.
Those are called, laminated.
Those are sides. Well, they were laminated. I was making photocopies.
I see.
Okay. Whatever.
Just well, I tell you what. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to shadow another 911 operator.
I don't know if it's really. I feel like I'm ready for prime time. I don't need to.
Again, these are the kind of verbiage that gets you in trouble.
Okay.
Watch how it's done by another professional and see if you can adapt.
All right.
Hi. Good to see you.
That's Larry. Hi. Larry. This is Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Larry. Gladys.
You know what you're doing. You know, just your being here is really helping.
That's
people.
That's what I thought.
It makes them feel better. I'm sure. So if you want to just I'm just going to start taking some calls and you'll see how it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see how his board is lit up? That means he has incoming call.
Okay.
911. What's your emergency?
Oh God! There's a fire.
Okay, sir. I'm going to need you to calm down and tell me.
There's a fire.
Can we just one moment? Could you
I was
put them on hold?
Get his
could you hold one second?
What?
I'm sorry. Could you hold him for 1 second?
I guess, sir. Please hold.
No, people.
The script notes I have says that it starts with, "What is the nature of your call?"
Okay.
I don't want to be.
He said, "What is your emergency?"
Yeah, but I'm just trying to stick to script. If we're improvising here, I'm fine with that. I just need to know.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't mean to improvise. Gladys, I'm going to take him off hold. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Gladys.
All right, sir.
God, I'm sorry.
It's so hot.
Okay, sir. What is your address?
What is my address?
Yes. All right. Where are you located?
1745 Waveland.
1745 Waveland. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the porn star.
Like the porn star. Great. 1745 Waveland. I'm writing that down. We're dispatching a fire truck out there as we speak. Sir,
should I leave the building?
Are you in an area where you can be where you're getting ventilation? Are you in danger of the fire? Should you
how ventilated does it need to be?
I'm sorry. Could you just put him on hold for a second? Could you?
Yeah.
What?
Could you?
You know what? This is actually harder than I expected it to be.
It's okay. Actually, I was trained when I was younger that in case of fire you stop, drop, and roll. And I didn't want to interrupt because I'm shadowing you. But maybe you should tell him to stop, drop, and roll.
Gladys, the truth of the matter is you did, in fact, interrupt.
I need you to silently
observe.
I am like a fly on the wall.
Thank you, Gladys.
I'm going to take him off hold right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, so off
the hold. Roof. The roof. The roof is on fire.
Do you have any water?
We don't need any water.
Let
it burn. Let it burn.
All right, we're sending someone. Someone is on the way, sir.
Who's on the way?
The fire department.
How will I know? How will I know when they get here?
The loud sirens.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Dude, would you like us?
What do you mean they're just sending me? Why can't the whole department go? This one guy's going to go to the fire?
You're a fireman.
Yeah, but we just should all go. Look, I'm not going to go to the fire if it's just me. I'm not going
to
go.
What, are we going to draw straws on who goes to the fire?
You just picked me out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Just because
you're a trainee.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not like this is Chernobyl. You can get in there, do the fire, put it down. You can be fine.
It's 1759 Waveland, right? Or whatever.
Do you want us to hold your hand?
Yeah, like the porn star.
Yeah, like the porn star. It's a huge warehouse district.
It's 1745.
45, whatever. I was off. I'll know the fire when I see it. I know the exact.
There's no going to the wrong address.
I'm not going to go to the one that's on fire. I know which one
it is. What a building looks like when it's on fire, why would you need us to go with you?
Because this is crazy. Look, if I'm going to be the only one, I'm not going to go.
I mean, Petey's going to drive, so he'll be with you.
I didn't think I had to drive.
It's your call. Come on.
Spot's going with you.
Yeah.
That dog's going to hump everything.
You don't say that about a Dalmatian, pal.
It's inbred, man. That dog is dumb. We should not be using Dalmatians. Am I the only one who thinks that?
Yes, you are the only one who thinks that.
Yeah, you're the only one. Come on, man.
All right, strap on. Here we go.
Do you want me to strap onto the... Why can't I get a seat? Why can't I get a seat?
I want to put my coffee on the seat.
That's nuts. Come on.
It doesn't matter.
That's
strap
so
on
dangerous.
Strap on.
Strap on, he said.
That's nuts. Come on, guys. Give me a seat if I got to go. Come on.
That meant put your fucking boots on, man. How is this so hard?
I'd like to report a problem. There is a fireman outside of my apartment spraying my windows.
Jump down!
And just shouting to jump out.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I believe he was given 1759 Waveland.
Yeah, that's
Waveland.
My address.
Yes, the fire's actually at 1745.
What fire?
Waveland.
There's a fire?
Fire! Ma'am, I'm going to need you to come.
There's a fire!
Ma'am, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Okay, Gladys, you're up.
Oh, me? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, how do I look?
Fine.
Okay, good, good,
to
good.
Answer the phone?
What?
You look fine to answer the phone.
Okay, fine. Thank you. All I right. appreciate
this it. This woman seems very distraught about a fire down the street from her. I'm just going to need you to talk her down,
it's
okay?
It's going to be hard to hold a scene with this woman if she's going crazy.
Well, I think you can do it.
Okay, fine. Hello, what is the nature of your call? Fire! Fire! Ma'am, I'm listening as close as I can, but I don't have patience. Get the kids! Get the stuff! I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Ah! Put the stuff in the luggage! Don't forget the computer! All right, ma'am. I'm going to have to let you go. Well, I think I solved that one, everybody. That's
You just hung up on her?
Oh.
That's her again. That's that blinking light right there.
Oh, I don't think I want to answer that. It's just that screaming people make me anxious.
Are you still there? I'm still on the line.
Oh gosh.
That was your bad.
There's a woman screaming now. There's a woman screaming.
Yeah, that woman is at 1759 Waveland.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because she's really bothering me.
The fire isn't bothering you anymore?
I've gotten used to it. I'm getting calm. I'm just going to go to sleep now.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's carbon monoxide. That's carbon monoxide.
I'm going to go to sleep. No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's very peaceful here.
Okay. Would you like a lullaby?
Yes.
Okay. Gladys, yes, you're up.
Oh, mom's going to buy you a lockless bird.
What?
Everything's going to be real good.
What? You're not my mom.
Listen, I wasn't practicing a song. Let me do my vocal warm-ups. Many mumbling mice are making better music in the moonlight. Okay, here we go. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Okay. I promise you won't get burned. Go to sleep.
It's so peaceful and warm.
And click. Got another one.
Oh, glad it's time. Will just hang up on an emergency?
I think he was asleep. I lulled him a bye.
You had an emergency call and you put him to sleep.
Oh my God, is that not the right thing to do?
Everyone here knew Frank. He was a good guy. And,
yeah.
What,
he was a mess.
What the coroner found, obviously, was him. Was only described in the reports as a human chicken nugget. Very burnt human chicken nugget. And,
That was disrespectful for
that. That was real disrespectful.
Seems disrespectful for you to keep bringing it up, too.
Well, yeah. You know, as,
it's not helpful.
As one of his only relatives alive, I think it's appropriate that we all know what the coroner said.
He was your brother.
And a part of the coroner's notes as well did mention that he had large nipples.
Which would be impossible if he's a leftover chicken nugget. I feel like this.
I understand. But this is just the coroner's note. And
is the idea that's all that was left of him was the size of a chicken nugget? Or
like was just one of his nipples left and it was like a chicken nugget sized nipple?
I mean, all I know is what the coroner said. And if we look at the size of the casket, we can
tell.
I feel
you've spent too much time talking to the coroner.
Well, the coroner was kind enough to let me hang out with him.
Kendall, why don't you let someone else speak?
Okay, if we look at the size of the casket, I think we just...
It's a 3-inch by 3-inch casket.
Yeah. And it can fit the other 5 people that died in the fire in there.
But
I don't know why there's honey mustard next to the next to the casket.
I want to open that casket up. Let me open that casket up.
Please. Oh, there it is. Okay, great.
It's a chicken nugget.
Wait, these are just chicken McNuggets.
Frank! That's Frank!
These are just chicken McNuggets.
That's a chicken nugget.
That's Frank!
That's not Frank!
What the hell happened to Frank? What's going on here? Where is your brother?
This is not funny, man.
He died in the fire. Okay, and yeah. I look. Are we all happy, huh? Are we all happy? Who got a Christmas check, huh?
Is anybody gonna get that nugget? By the way,
I mean, it does look good.
Don't eat Frank.
It's really good.
Don't eat Frank.
It's not Frank.
Frank.
Yes, it's Frank. Chicken nugget.
That's Frank.
How do you know which one of the 6 is Frank?
That one, because it looks like a boot.
It also looks like a very large
like
nipple.
Boots. Come on, they all kind of look like boots.
There goes Frank.
Okay. Oh, man.
That's cannibalism.
That boot was tasting.
Oh, my God. That was cannibalism. Oh, my God, that's a ring fall out of your mouth.
It's chicken.
Wait, this is a chicken. There's a gold ring in there.
That's Frank.
They come with a prize, don't they?
No, that's a wedding ring.
I thought that was a nugget. That really was Frank.
That was Frank.
Oh, Frank. God. Oh, I ate one.
What the hell is it?
I'm so sorry for doubting you.
What the fuck is this? Can we all sit back down for a second, please? Can we sit back down, please?
Okay. Huh? Sure. I don't know why Frank tastes like a chicken.
Now, do you believe me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this 911?
Yeah, it's. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me get my notes. What's the nature of this call?
This call is five friends of mine just ate chicken nuggets that we thought were chicken nuggets, but they were actually our buddy, Frank.
I told you, man. I fucking told you.
I think
man.
I'm dying.
How does it make you feel?
What? I just thought I was eating a chicken nugget and I ate a person.
Frank's
how do I get a,
inside me?
How do we? Please send help. What do we do?
Of course we will. We're gonna send help right to you, sir. What's your address?
1761 Waveland.
1733 Waveland.
No, 61.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, strap up, all right? Now, this is riot gear scenario. We got guys eating people over at the, what the hell is it called?
Fire?
No. What's the word I'm looking for?
House?
No. Someone help
Clubhouse.
Me.
Clubhouse.
No. It's like a nickname. What is it? No.
The
like
brothel.
No. Brothel. No. It's like...
the man cave?
It's a colloquialism for the thing. What the fuck is it
Booger
called?
Booger sugar.
Close.
Big boy pants.
Big boy... No, what the hell is it? Okay,
is it a location?
It's a location. Two right. words. Sounds
okay.
like.
Okay. Sounds like. Sounds like. First word. Is the first word a number?
Sounds like Rugu, right?
sounds like
Rugu, right?
Tim's house.
No, it can't be it.
Does sound like Rugu, though.
Tim's house does sound like Rugu.
Make sure to put in those shells in the shotgun, okay? We're using live ammunition, boys. You understand what I'm saying?
We're going in hot.
We're going in hot.
All right. And we're cool. Strapping up?
Strapping up, strapping down, all right? I want everyone strapped on. Right.
Why the hell are we listening to the trainee? Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we're listening to the trainee.
All right, now we're going... What the hell is the name of the place?
We kind of need to know, man.
Yeah.
Funeral home?
I think that's it. I think that's it.
Funeral home?
We'll drive around. We'll know what it is.
Rugugu home.
All right. Right. Something else I was supposed to say.
Are you sure? Maybe we can think about it on the drive?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go.
You gonna drive?
I don't know. Why did no one move?
Apparently we're listening to the trainee.
Oh, wow, we're doing this?
Yeah, we're doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing this.
I'm not part of the team.
You don't
I'm
mind
trained,
if
huh?
we bring the dog, do you?
Yes, I do mind if we bring the dog. It's a Chihuahua, all right? Makes no sense. All right?
Yeah,
makes
sure.
no sense to have. It's inbred.
It's not inbred.
Yes, it is.
So
no.
your theory is that all dogs are inbred?
A lot of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. That's great, man.
I have seen.
That's very helpful.
I've seen it go down. It's disgusting.
Have you figured out where we're going?
Yes, we're going to the funeral home. Yeah,
The Rugugu house?
That really is what you're trying to think of the whole thing?
I mean, yeah. If they're eating dead bodies, like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like something that we got to deal with.
Why don't we just go to McDonald's?
Hey, they got nuggets.
That's what you all want to do?
Yeah.
Y'all want to just say, F it, we're not going to take the call?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Yeah, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I tell you your opinion?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
I'd like a Frank.
More Frank.
Can you pull a little closer to the mic, please?
Frank?
All right.
Yeah, two Franks.
Two Franks.
We don't have hot dogs.
What?
They don't have hot dogs.
No, we meant Frank, like the chicken. It was a dumb joke about our friend being named Frank and us thinking
How would
the
I know that? How would I know that joke?
You don't, because see, hey, Mr. McDonald's man.
Yeah, I'm assistant manager.
Why is he working the drive-thru?
Is this because there's not somebody call out?
Three people called in.
Oh, that's rough.
Three people?
That's rough. You ever have an inside joke with somebody?
Sure.
Yeah.
I got one right now.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Shoes.
I don't know what it means, but it's probably
that's
something.
That's great. You guys are okay. So you need a couple of weenies.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go next door.
Yeah.
And what else?
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of lining up behind you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't hungry when I drove off.
Hey, call Gladys over at 911 dispatch. See if she wants anything.
All right, hold on a second.
hold on one second. Let me just
Gladys.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you know who this is automatically?
I mean, not enough to know your name, but I've heard that voice. Is this an emergency?
You know who it is.
Wait,
come
wait,
on.
Wait, 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 wait.
Gladys,
it,
you know who this
nature,
is.
What's the nature of your call?
The nature of my call is I'm trying to get your order.
Oh, yeah, you want to take me out to eat?
Yeah, no, really do. I want to know what your order is. We're here at McDonald's.
Okay. McDonald's, come on. We can go somewhere better than that.
Look, you want something from McDonald's or not?
Sure. I'll get a Whopper.
It's a beef. All right, yeah. I mean, you're going.
Oh, hold on one second. I just got to put something over this bell that keeps ringing at me. There we go.
Gladys. What? There's a call from Britain. You better take it.
Britain? Okay, all right, fine.
You don't recognize the ring?
I didn't recognize the ring, but I really like Shakespeare. Wherefore art thou is the problem?
We're a group of former moonshiners turned secret agents and...
Aliens abducted us!
doth that be overseas?
There's corgis everywhere. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
The queen wanted us to kill our friend, and then an entire plot ensued, but we didn't do that. We're all back together and better for it, I might say.
Shouldn't we make sure that the trainee has an opportunity to tell us that the corgis are inbred?
Matt, can I do that?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing everybody. Is this speakerphone?
Rule of threes, buddy, rule of threes.
Yeah, I mean, those corgis are, look at the way they look, man. That ain't natural. There's no wolf in the wild like that.
I couldn't imagine.
All right, I'm going to send a crack team of firefighters to come try to save them. Oh, no!
What a great button. Our third and final scene for today comes from Summer, who wrote, "Howdy from Texas." Oh, boy. "Listener, since day one here, I stream your podcast during my lunch hour at work, and some days it is the only thing that helps me retain what little sanity I have left. I have a scene idea, simply titled, Driving Test Gone Wrong. Once again, thanks for your great work, and hope you all have a beautiful day. Sincerely, Summer."
Okay, so it's in first gear now.
Right.
And then, okay.
You know, again, we could have taken out an automatic car.
Yeah, no, well, this is the way cars are supposed to be driven, so this is
how... Right, it's the only one we have with the stick shift, so...
That's fine.
There are seven others we could choose if you're not comfortable with this.
I'm fine. A car is a car, right?
You ready to start?
I am.
Were you taught with a stick shift?
I was. Yes, I was. Okay. My grandfather... He has a farm out on the outskirts of town over by Brumbick.
The outskirts.
Yeah, and there's about 16 acres of farmland and wide swaths of hills and whatnot, and there's actually this really nice lake right by it, Lake Kursus.
Would you like to just maybe drive us over there?
I don't mind.
I mean, you know how to get back there, right?
It's an eight-hour drive. I don't mind doing it. And,
all right, well, strap in.
So part of the reason I love to just be out there as a kid was that there was all this wildlife and the fauna, which some people mistakenly think of as...
We maybe want to pull away from the light.
Okay. Just want to finish the story. And there was all this wildlife and...
Fauna.
Fauna. So people think fauna is deer, but it's not. Fauna is actually fan leaves. Just go around!
That's an 18-wheeler.
It's go around!
No, that's not how driving works.
Okay. And
you're in front of him.
I understand. I still want to talk and
drive. Let's ease up on the clutch and go ahead and put some gas.
So there's this family deer. Uh-huh. And the deer, they were so beautiful and... Actually,
you realize this is a test, right?
Uh-huh.
That I'm conducting.
I understand that.
Right, and you pass or fail.
I understand that.
Right now, it's not going well.
Right, but if I pause the test, then how can I be graded? So, hold on, let me...
Do you want to get that?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, how's the test going?
I'm just in the middle of the fucking test. You mind calling me later? Huh?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Kylie, love you.
Okay. So,
Let's not take calls during the test.
I understood. I wasn't driving, so I didn't think that was a problem.
Right, but I need you to drive.
I understand. Just go around.
He's not going to go around.
And so one of the craziest things about the deer is... hold on, that's a good text.
Yeah, Skype?
Yeah, I got a Skype text. And hold on one second. No, the boxes should be delivered Tuesday. And the thing that... It was just so beautiful to see the...
Hey, are you my Uber?
I am.
You my Uber? I'm Kurt.
I am. Just come in the back.
You are?
Yeah, okay. This is not a pool, so don't worry.
Okay, but there's another guy in the front.
I know. I told you it's not a pull, so don't worry. So just get in.
Why does he have a brake?
I'm doing a driving test. Just get in.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I have no problem with this, by the way. If it helps, what was your name again?
My name is Jerger.
That's right. If it helps Jerger, then get his driver's license. We appreciate your assistance.
Oh, you don't have your license yet?
No.
I'm taking the test.
Okay, but you're on here as an Uber driver, so...
I am.
He's enterprising. So you know where he's going. Let's go there.
Yeah, you got my address?
Yeah, but we first got to go to the lake first, and it's about an 8-hour drive, and then we'll head back.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Just go around.
Boop. Hold on. Jesus Christ. No, it should... If it's laminated, then you can just put it in the desk. Okay. And so I'm telling the story about my grandfather's property where I grew up and why I'm driving stick shift. And it's this huge property, you know, 20-some-odd acres and rolling hills, beautiful trees. And there's this fantastic lake. And next to the lake were these fauna. And people think the fauna is deer.
Well, hold on a sec. What do you think fauna is?
Animals.
Okay.
Flora is plants and fauna is
that's
animals.
Wrong. That's wrong.
Nope.
No, that's wrong. I grew up on a large property.
Did you pay attention when you grew up on the farm the way you're paying attention now to these instructions of driving the car?
Of course.
You didn't know anything?
Oh, I knew a lot. I know how to take care of land.
Okay.
And the fauna.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you continue telling your story? I'm going to drive this gentleman to where he needs to go. You have failed this test.
Wait.
No,
what do you mean
it's okay.
No, wait, what do you mean?
You can take it again in 6 weeks.
No, I got to take it now.
Sir,
No. Okay, listen, motherfuckers.
That's cool.
No, listen. Look, this is a Bowie knife, okay? This is a fucking Bowie knife. It's my granddad's, okay? No, he got this in World War II, okay? He didn't fight. Hold on a second. I got to answer this. All right, yeah.
Do you want me to hold the knife?
Yeah, for 1 second.
Thank you.
And, okay.
Where'd you like to go, sir?
A hat.
You get the address.
It's I don't.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Inside.
Give me the knife back. Okay.
1745 Wave.
Now, he got this knife, okay? He got this knife in World War II. He didn't fight in the war, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Do you know what year Bowie knives were invented?
Yeah, by David Bowie. I think I know that, okay?
No, it's Jim Bowie.
Jim Bowie.
Oh, Jim Bowie, then why do we call it a Bowie knife? Fucking idiot. Go around.
Look out for that tugboat, man.
Now, look, it's an 18-wheeler tugboat. It's scaring me. It's in all my mirrors. Now, look, I got to take this test, and I got to make sure I pass it today.
Okay. Then just ease up on the clutch and give it a little gas, and let's get going.
Okay. Let me just finish this story. So, now, as I was saying, I used to go around there, and I used to see the fauna.
Stop using that word.
If you don't
plant.
Know what it means, you
I know
shouldn't.
What it means. It's a fan plant, okay? So, my granddad, my grandma, and all my cousins, we'd all go out there and we'd hunt the deer. And there's this beautiful family of Floriads. Floriads.
Floriads.
What?
It's a grouping of deers. All right?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're called
it is. I grew up on 20-some-odd acres of land. Mm-hmm. All right? And so they would all go. There's about 50 to 60, 100 heads of the deer. That
did
would
you
run.
Ever hear anyone in your family refer to you as the Fredo Carleone of the family?
No.
No.
No one was Italian in my family.
Okay. You said cousins, so I thought maybe you were Italian.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
My mistake.
No.
It's just a left.
Hold on a second.
Left
hold on a second. Let me just stop the car. Hello?
Hi. How's the test going?
I'm in the middle of it.
Is that your house there?
Don't
sir?
Mess this up. Everything's riding
this is me.
On this.
I know it's riding on this. Don't call me.
Shit, it's on fire.
You know what?
I love you.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get you away from this house.
This ride is on.
Oh, let's get you away from this house.
I can get out.
No, I'm not letting you off. I'm not going to give you one star.
I should see what's going on with this fire.
I think we know what's happening. It's burning, okay? Now, let me just get on the interstate here. So, I pull off to the side, put my hazard on. All right, so now, think about this, huh? When you're skinning a deer. What's the first thing that goes
You're in a merge lane here.
Yeah, but my hazards... Just go around. My hazards are on. Now, what do you think happens?
I've never had a student driver pull over on a freeway merge before. So thank you for that. I personally had never experienced it. There's no way for you to pass this test. So if you wouldn't mind, I need you to go to the back seat
and
let me get this gentleman to his destination.
I need to pass this. I need
Why?
To pass
Why
this.
Why do you need to pass this?
You understand. My wife.
I'd like to understand.
My wife's got, she's got this, she's got bad feet soles.
Right.
And she can't drive. They're too squishy. So every time she touches the pedal, the pedal goes into her foot and
she
into her
bones.
She has
bad soles.
Yes. So I got to be the one to drive.
On her feet.
Yes. So I got to pass this, okay? I got to pass this. You don't understand, all right?
I do understand.
I don't want to be in the
Here's
marriage.
Something else I understand. There's no way you could see into the future to a time when you will pass this test.
That's not true.
That's how far off and distant it
That's
is.
Not true. My grandfather here, this necklace.
Oh my God, it's a tooth.
Yes, and inside this tooth inside this tooth.
There's a whistle?
Yes. And if you blow it hard enough, you can see the future, right? Okay. That's what was told.
Let's try that.
There's a whistle in the tooth. You blow it, you see the future.
Yes.
Okay.
I grew up on acres of
land. I
think
we'd all like to see that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, why not?
Grew up on acres of land.
Blow on the tooth. I'm not seeing
Agent 304 is here. Agent 304 is scared. What's going on?
Agent 307, I don't know how the hell this happened, but somehow we just jumped into this car with two brakes.
Agent 304. Agent 307, Agent
904.
904.
I knew we were time traveling.
Now, can you see into the future for me?
Yeah.
What was the thing? If I could,
you're still telling that deer story.
Oh, okay.
And you haven't passed the test, is what?
Have I passed the test?
No,
no. We all know that you haven't passed the test.
Damn it!
And fauna are animals.
I don't know.
Future
if
away! Future away!
Oh God! I don't know if what he said was true at the very end. I don't know if we can trust any of that. Then
what? What are you talking about, man?
The fauna. Did you not see that?
Did I not see what?
Oh my God! Did you see it?
I'm waiting for us to pull away or ease up on the clutch.
Oh, God, I just pissed myself.
Give it a little bit of gas. I'm sure the truck behind us will have patience.
I'm going to give you a
He's laying out it pretty good. You know that what that is? That's a communication. He's not being a dick. He's not being a jerk. He's communicating. I'd like you to get going, please.
Okay, I pissed myself, so I think the best thing we can do is just wait for me to dry out, and then we'll continue.
Hey, George, why don't you just pull around that car?
Ah, man, I gotta hear the end of this story.
You got your head out and you can hear that story?
Yeah, I got that, I got one of them little satellite microphones like they got at the football games.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I can hear everything.
Yeah, so, you know, the phone are gonna come back.
Yeah.
And it's not about skinning the deer, really. Okay. It's about...
I never skinned a deer before. Now I know how.
I don't know why we don't just get out and get into his car. We'll be able to hear it much better.
You know what? Let's get out and get into his car.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. How can you make a bone soup with just hair, right? But if you...
Hey, can we help you guys?
Yeah, we're from the truck that's been honking this whole time.
Oh, hi.
We were trying to communicate that we wanted to go around.
Student driver, and he's just having a tough day.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know we're real into your whole story there about the deer and the skinning and all that. But if you wouldn't mind, could you tell it while moving?
I don't think that'd be safe. Is that right?
That would be very, very safe. People talk and drive all the time.
Hold on a second.
It's actually the texting and driving we're not happy about.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that.
It's on Saturday.
I got a sign in my cab that says I'm not supposed to do that. Legally, I got to have that sign in there.
Okay, I'm not a cab driver.
There are now four of us who would rather drive than you. So could you get in the back seat?
Everyone wants to jump on my lap and drive. I think there's a little more dangerous.
Yeah, I can actually just get out here.
No.
We're in the middle of a freeway.
It's
an on-ramp. You're safe to go.
Yeah, my house is on fire. So, yeah.
Maybe you guys in the truck can give him a ride.
Oh yeah, sure. You want to ride somewhere?
If you wouldn't mind giving me one too.
Yeah, hop in, guys.
All right, terrific.
All right, let me just end this Uber. 5 stars, clean car, good conversation.
All right, hey, good luck to you.
And 3 stars for you.
3 stars? Who the fuck, man?
What?
Why 3 stars?
Well, you're leaving the ride.
All right, I'm changing yours to 4.
No! Wait. Okay. 3 stars.
That's what you said you were going to do.
Well, you know what?
I'm calling 911.
Excuse me, what's your... could you state the emergency that you're having right now?
I don't know if this is an emergency, but...
might have misdialed then.
No, well, I intentionally dialed 911, but I'm in a car. I'm on an Uber ride with a student driver. He's an adult male. In his 30s, who's trying to get his driver's license. There's a driving instructor here and a couple of truckers.
Wow, it's a lot of exposition. Just get to the character.
Well, this is what's happening.
I'm sorry, just get to the character.
What's
your emotion right now?
My emotion is confusion.
Okay. That doesn't sound like an emergency. I'm so sorry, but you've misused 911. So you're going to get a bill for misuse, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Gladys, you see what you did wrong on that call?
That wasn't an emergency.
Boss, can you help me out here with this?
You're not supposed to decide what's an emergency. That's not part of the job.
He said he was confused.
You didn't even let him get to what
it
was.
I'm so sleepy. So sleepy.
But that guy's still on the phone.
Is he still on the line?
I think he's asleep. He's not bothering anybody.
My name is Frank.
He's in a fire. He's in a house that's on
Remember my name.
Fire.
Fine. Frank, wake up, Frank. Frank.
I'm not going to wake up.
There's no way. I've seen the future. He's as good as a chicken nugget.
How did you see the future?
I blew in a whistle with a little tiny tooth and a bunch of old Kentucky moonshine agents told me the truth.
Oh, and that concludes today's series of callbacks.
Oh, dear God.
That's what happens when you don't finish your meal. Let's thank all of our wonderful alchemists today, and blessings and good tidings to our own Vanessa Ragland.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
With a baby girl. And congratulations to the whole family. Joey Greer, where can people find you other than visiting Vanessa Ragland?
You can find me at the Westside Comedy Theater.
Right.
Every second and fourth Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Mm.
Bear Supply.
Mm.
Pretty Pretty Pony. Every first Thursday of the month. And Dynasty Typewriter 2. Check it out. DynastyTypewriter.com.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. It's Joey, right?
Yes, but okay, it's good. Jebby Grieber.
On the Instagram. James Heaney.
Hi. You can find me at therealjamesheaney.com. I found that it's a nice little hub that has all the information you could need about me. My social security is hidden somewhere in there.
Also, check out James' Instagram doing some art. Some great. Mm-hmm. You're doing fan art of our show.
I'm a big fan. I don't know my Instagram handle. I think it's probably The Real James Heaney. I think that's it. It's automatically logged in. So I just click the button.
Yeah. You sound like one of the people on Instagram who has like 150 million followers.
Oh, but I don't.
Oh,
I
you don't. Oh, okay.
No, unless it's changed, I can't wait.
I just hear that all the time. I don't know what my Instagram name is.
You do?
No, I just, yeah, in terms of people promoting themselves.
That's a terrible way to promote.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm going to write
Craig
that
Kikowski.
Down.
Three different Twitter handles, at Orange Tux Improv for improv shows, at Craigslist PCast for movie podcast, and at Kikowski for just my general vibe.
Sweet. Look up the general vibe ASAP. Mark Gagliardi.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Mark Gags.
You just put out something on social media, although very much delayed when people are hearing
very
this.
Very much delayed, yes. as we went to air, as we started recording, I found out Blood and Treasure just got a season 2.
Blood and Treasure!
So please, thank you everybody that's watching. Please keep watching Blood and Treasure on CBS Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Yes, thank you for that. And our genius producer, we missed him so. Your friend did a lovely, lovely job. But Doug Bame. Back in the helm. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. Honestly and truly, you are more important to me than most of the alchemists, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
No reason to name names. And our post-sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
Lastly, iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time, all friends, I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Don't forget to
Alchemy This!